Father, we thank you. Lord, I test for you. Sing everybody, Lord, I test for you, Lord, I test for you, and I long to be in your presence. My soul, Lord. Father, draw me nearer to the beauty of your holy name. Almighty God, in the of your holy name, I will worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holy name. Father, we thank you. We want to see your glory in our life. We want to have a sign. We want to become a sign and a wonder in our generation. Father, we come before your throne, O God. We don't want to leave you the same. We want you to talk to us in your profundity. We want you to talk to us and articulate your word to us with precision, with accuracy, with simplicity and clarity. We pray, O God, to speak to us, O God, cooperatively, but speak to us individually, just for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Whew. Wow, we finished the first quarter, and I'm asking myself, how far have I come? Hallelujah. Come on, you have to. Sometimes I wrote in one of the quotes I've published for some time now, is that in as much as you want to move forward in life, you want to plan for your future, don't be too conscientious about where you are going that you forget where you are coming from. But most of you are looking at where you are going and you are not looking back to see how far you have come, then it causes you to become ungrateful. Sometimes it's good to be told you are doing well. Sometimes if people don't tell you are doing well, you have to look straight in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm doing well. Because it has got a tendency to lift you up to a new level. Amen. When was the last time you told your wife her food tastes nice? You thought because it's her obligation, you don't need to say that, but you need to appreciate. Amen. When was the last time your husband came home and you told him that he's doing a good job by going to work and coming back. Some of our spouses are working tirelessly. They are going morning shift, afternoon shift, and nobody tells them they are doing a good job. When are you waiting to tell? When they die, before you say it, nah. Come on, say to somebody, it's good to see you. This message is not, sometimes we preach messages maybe we've heard from somewhere, but there are times messages we preach, especially men of God, who have been going through a phase and a sequence of change and transformation. Sometimes we share our heart with you. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, Paul was talking to the Roman church. He wasn't talking to people who were outside church. He was talking to individuals who are in church, just like you and I. And they've got some strange characteristics that is being fabricated within the fabric of our existence in this dispensation. Now, he addressed the subject and said, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercies, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Now, when he finished all of that, he started a new verse and a new sentence that made me wonder why he would start the way he started. He's saying that, I want you to know this. He said, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then he made an affirmative statement and said, then you shall be able to test and approve what God's will is. Then he's tried to expatiate what it means by that. He said, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Hallelujah. I want you to look at the face of your neighbor and say, neighbor, be transformed. Have your mind renewed. Come on, say to your neighbor, have your mind renewed. One of the things that hinders our ability to be transformed is the way we think about ourselves. Did you see that? The way we think about ourselves, because one of the most devastating and very deadly and very disastrous state of an individual is to think of himself the way he ought not to think of himself. So Paul is saying that do not think of yourself. And how do we rectify this? You have to listen to all the series. I'm not going to go much into it, but I told you that the reason why we need our mind to be transformed is that is the pivotal point of our transformation. But I believe that God is going to do something in your life. Amen. So the first reason why we have to have our mind renewed, I've spoken about it, I'm not going through it again, is that your mind set the course of your action. Number two, I said that your mind is where you make decisions. Okay? Number three, I told you that your mind is the center of everything you do. So if somebody contaminates your mind, it contaminates your whole being. Hallelujah. So I want you to pray with me whilst I do the concluding part. Things to note down. There's a few things the Lord shared with me this morning when I was praying. He said, the will of God is the foundation of your transformation. So if you take away the will of God, you cannot be transformed. So you will see in the text we read, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, put the 1 there, or put the 2, verse 2. Put the verse 2 there, okay? The verse number 2. Thank you, Father. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. The first thing you have to know is that the will of God is the foundation of your transformation. Okay? So if you don't have the will of God for your life, there is no way you'll be transformed. Number two, no one gets transformed by the will of God without having their mind renewed. So if the will of God is there for you, which is the standard or which is the beginning of your transformation, then you cannot walk into the fullness of that transformation until you have your mind renewed. Praise the Lord. This thing I'm sharing with you are things I am eating. They are not easy to eat. They are very demanding when you want to eat them. So you need your mind to be. It is not everybody in the church. Let me make this statement. Everybody in the church, the will of God is there for them. Everybody in the church has got the will of God for them. Number two, not everybody in the church is willing to have their mind renewed. Therefore, not everyone will be transformed. So for the fact that you are in church, doesn't mean your life will be transformed. For the fact that you are in church tells you that there is the will of God for you, and therefore it is your responsibility as an individual and collectively for us to subject our mind to be renewed. It is not everybody you go, it's not everybody you are in the same class with that you get to your destination with. It is not everybody in the classroom that shows that they will pass their test. But everybody in the classroom has got the proportion of grace given to them to be able to pass. It depends on how they are willing to have their mind renewed. There is a good and perfect will of God for your life, but it will not look good, it will not look perfect, it will not look nice because you chose not to have your mind to be renewed. It is your responsibility to have your mind renewed. Praise the Lord. Number three, for us to have our mind renewed, we must comprehend the will of God. So the word comprehend means to understand something completely. The other meaning say to grasp the nature's significance or meaning. What it means is that transformation, because of its complexity, cannot happen without your consciousness. So somebody cannot sit down and something transformative happen to their life without their involvement. Otherwise, you will sleep and wake up and become rich. Everybody wants to be like Bill Gates because Bill Gates has been transformed to an image that everybody wants to see him and everybody wants to be like him. You cannot. Things that are transformed require the consciousness of the subject to be willing for that kind of transformation for it to happen. Praise the Lord. Have you ever seen a lady who has dressed beautifully before she woke up? You know, she wasn't looking that so beautiful, but she goes through putting on makeups and styling her hair and styling something and doing something, and she comes out and you say, wow. That one, you will not enter in the bathroom and come out and those things just happen. It requires time. So if you want your life to be transformed as God wanted to be transformed, you must be willing to have your mind world renewed. Praise the Lord. And last 2 weeks, I said, how do I get my mind renewed? I said, the first thing you have to do is spend time with the will of God. The will of God is the Bible. You spend time with the Word, with the Bible. Praise the Lord. You spend time with the Word, with the Bible. I'm not going to go much into it because you have to look for it yourself. Amen. When I talk about spending time with God's Word, I'm referring to the fact that it is your responsibility. It is so surprising that nowadays we have so much availability of what could cause us to know God more, but we gain so little from it. Why? Because availability is not a sign of accessibility. For the fact that something is available doesn't mean that it is obviously available for people to access it. There is so much information about how your life can be bettered, but it doesn't mean that because it's available, you are having your life transformed. Your life can be transformed because you made the decision to have it renewed. You renew your mind. Tell your neighbor, renew your mind. Tell your neighbor, renew your mind. Yesterday, I was online. I was listening to the wonderful exposition of the men's ministry. They were doing a teaching about how it is important for us to rest and have our, you know, refresh ourselves, go on holidays and stuff. So Minister Oke was talking, and whilst he was teaching, I was in the car just doing something. Then somebody opened the car, and there was a dialogue there. By the time I came to my consciousness, the first point had been released. The second point had been released. They were on the third point, which was long holidays and stuff. Because of the distraction in my life, because of the distraction in the car, I missed the first point, the second point. Because I know not of what was discussed, there is no way I can benefit from there. You can only benefit from the things you have given your mind to. Precious one, there is so much God is willing to do in your life, but because you are refusing to have your mind renewed, come on, tell your neighbor, have your mind renewed. Come on, tell your neighbor, have your mind renewed. The reason why one have to have their mind renewed, number one, is that the things that God has prepared for you, the will of God for you, are not things that are so much in this world. And that is why you have to read the Bible, you have to study the Bible to familiarize yourself, not reading the letters, but trusting God that the Spirit in the Word of God will be exuded into your body. And as it enters into your body, it begins to change from letters to spirit. When it changes from letters to spirit, then it becomes one of the jargons we use as Christians that is called faith. The Bible said that now faith is a substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you associate yourself with God, when you study the Word of God begins to transform itself into what we call faith. Faith is not something you eat. It's not something you sleep on. It is something that is of essence. It is a substance that has not got its ability within the sensual perception of individual, but it is something that when you read the Bible, when you study the Word of God and walk with the Word of God, it begins to cause you to begin to have substance in the things that are not substantiated within the fabric of the earthly realm, but it becomes substantiated in the realms of the Spirit. Therefore, even though men cannot relate to it sensually, you are able to touch it and play with it in the realms of the Spirit. As you begin to relate to it in the realms of the Spirit, it begins to download in the realms of the physical. It said we call things that are not as though they were, because in the realms of the Spirit we begin to download them. Precious one, under the sound of my voice, what God has prepared for those who love Him cannot be related to sensually until we relate to it spiritually. The church is refusing to come to the place where we'll begin to spend time with that which is not tangible and the intangible things in the realms of the Spirit. When we begin to spend time with them and we begin to relate to them and we begin to understand what they are, how they are, who initiated them, it begins to open up and begin to cause us to experience it in the realms of the physical. I pray over the life of somebody under the sound of my voice that the will of God for your life that is not substantiated in the realms of the earthly realm, you begin to familiarize yourself with this in the realms of the Spirit, and it will have the obvious to manifest in the realms of the physical. If you believe it, shout a bigger amen. The more you play with it, the more you spend time with it, you begin to know that it is more substantiated in the realms of the Spirit than in the realms of the physical. I am here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice, there is a plan of God for you. There is something God has embedded in you that is not going to be affirmed to you by men. It can only be related to you by God, because it is God who initiated it. It is God who prepared it. He prepared it for those who love Him. And as you love the Lord and you are ready to spend time with the Word of God, it will begin to change something about your life. It will begin to transform your life. It will begin to dedicate your life. It is not because men said it will be possible, because you spent time with the Word of God and the Word of God became alive and entered into your body and it gave you light. When everybody thought there was nothing coming out of your life, You spend time so much with the word of God that men said it is not possible, but you are so convinced because of your ability and your delight in the word of God. You must spend time with the word of God. You must not read it as a letter. You must read it and know that there is something in it, something that the one who even printed the word cannot achieve it. But those who spend time with him, time spent with God in studying this word, there are times I've studied the word of God and I've spent time in studying it. It's not rushing to study it, it's reading to get something out of it. It is God talking to you when you read the Bible. So when you begin to read the Bible, he begins to talk to you about things that you cannot know about, unto the one who bettered you, unto the one who created you in his own image. He will begin to open your mind. He will begin to cause you. He will begin to change your mindset. And people said, the Bible said, Joseph was set to by God. He said, I've given birth to you that I will cause you to become great. But when Joseph looked at his circumstances, the only way he can familiarize himself is when he familiarizes himself in the realms of the spirit. The Bible says he spent time so much with God that the things that men cannot see, he began to see it and began to have more consolation in it. I pray over the life of somebody. You are counting on men for quite too long. I pray that the kind of virtue that will come through the word of God will come unto you this day in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no idea what I'm talking about. We have so many people in the church, but so many people are out of the will of God. Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea. You have no idea. You have no idea. The more you study the word of God, the more you begin to discover who you are. The more you study the word of God, the more you begin to discover who you are. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You have no idea. Hallelujah. The problem you have is the way you are thinking. That is your problem, the way you are thinking. It is your thought pattern that determines what's come to you. Oh, you have no idea. You don't understand it. Yesterday, I was at the till buying something from Tesco with my family. And immediately we spotted an older man who was coming. And immediately, simultaneously, my servant Minister Mary just stepped back and said, now you can go straight ahead. And this woman was pushing his trolley very quietly and very nicely. And he said he was serving. We even had to step in and pack the things for him. And I could see the gratitude on his face. And having done all of that, he paused. And he asked me a question. He said, what is your name? Do you know what came to my mind when he said, what is your name? No, somebody help me out. Do you know what came to my mind when he said to me, what is your name? Can somebody think? I wish somebody would know what I was thinking. I have eaten this word so much that when he asked me, what is your name? The only story that came to my head was when the angel wrestled with Jacob and said, what is your name? Because of my fellowship with the word of God, my interaction, somebody would think that when somebody asks of your name, you are thinking about, is he going to put my name on WhatsApp? Is he going to do this? But my mindset has been comprehended. It has been wired to configure with the patterns of God. You don't understand this. When you spend time with God, your thought patterns become like God. You begin to talk like God. You begin to think like God. How long do you spend time with the word of God? Oh, you don't understand this. How much time do you spend with the word of God? The extent to which we are transformed is subjected upon our encounter with the word of God. a man of God have encountered God so much. He was walking, he had the word of God that came to him. He said, this word, I cannot die like a dog. Dogs are very good. Don't misunderstand me. I cannot die so cheaply. He was sitting in the car, and the car was going to crash. But the word of God in him told him, you cannot die. The next thing he saw, the car that was going to crash, he was outside the car, watching the car crash. You don't understand this. You don't understand it. I went for an interview. I was invited by the head teacher. He said, I've heard the good things you are doing. So he spoke to me on the phone. He said, I want you to come for the interview, just for the process. We were about 7. We went for the interview. After the first stage of the interview, I was the one who was invited out of all of them. I was sent to a room. And the only thing they told me is, it's unfortunate you have been disqualified from the first stage. So you cannot join the other group who are going to eat. So you have to go through another door and pack your things and go home. When the lady told me that, it was like a disqualification. But deep down in my spirit, the word of God has been embedded in me. Something told me. It's called a witness. It told me that even though it is meant for evil, it will be turned for my good. Oh, you don't understand this. When I came down driving from the, I said, why didn't I know that God was not in it? But sometimes it is the rejection that affirms that God is not in it. When I was rejected and I was coming, I came back after a few weeks and I saw a job in another place. Oh, you have no idea. They said, for you to even take this position as a second in department, as a math teacher, we are willing to give you almost £7,000 as your TLR. They said, because of this, we are willing to do this. By the time I got the job, when I went for that interview, after that interview, the one God wanted me to have, when I sat down and the head teacher told me, immediately she observed my lesson. The students who were not ready to learn, even the head teacher was there. The first question I asked, everybody told me they are not answering it. In front of, I said, what will I do? God said, don't worry, keep on. By the time the lesson was going on, before the end of the lesson, all the students who were not engaged, they were engaged. When I finished that job, I didn't know that you can. The head teacher, when I shot my salary, he said, you don't understand this. The reason why you have spoken, so the Bible said that the prophet told the king, he said, I want you to stab as many times you want. He stabbed only 3. And he said, if you had stabbed more, you would have won more. When you see God in a situation, you speak big. You don't understand this. Somebody ever wanted to beat you and you saw your father there, you will say what you wouldn't say without your father there. If you like, come, because you know your father is there. You say big things because you know your father is there. There are some of you who have spoken so little of yourself because you didn't know God was in the situation. Hallelujah. The Bible said nothing was created without it. All things were created by it. If there was nothing created without it, I want to know what it is. You're spending time with the word of God. I spent so much time with the. Recently, I woke up and I don't know what came over me. I took my phone, went straight to WhatsApp because I saw a message from somebody and I thought I could listen to. But immediately I listened to that message. It ruined my whole day. And I said, from this day onward, it will never happen. My day must be determined by God. If there is somebody I have to speak to God first, I have to check his word. When I spend time with the word of God, read about 10 chapters a day. And when I come out, all I am thinking about is the stories in the Bible. What can I do to replicate the Bible on this earth? Hallelujah. Some of you, if I even ask you, that is there this story in the Bible, you don't know. I don't have time. Let me just go on. The Bible said, Paul said to Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You have to study the word of God. If you want your mind to be renewed, you have to study the word of God. Hallelujah. You don't understand this. You don't understand this. Father, we thank you. You don't understand this. I wish somebody would catch the vision in what I'm sharing. You don't understand this. Listen, it is not by what people say that determines what you become. It is by what God says. You don't understand this. If you can know the mind of God concerning a situation, no weapon that fashioned against you shall prosper. If you know what God's plan is for you, if you get to know the word of God, some of you say that you cannot hear the voice of God. Don't worry. But if you can study this word I am talking about, it is able to transform an individual. Hallelujah. In Psalm 119, verse 105, it said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Precious one, I want you to know that the word of God is light. You don't understand this. You don't understand this. I woke up this morning and I wanted to charge my phone. I like being in the dark, reading, studying, praying. And I noticed that one of my gadget battery was low. So I wanted to charge it. So I know where to plug it. I took it out. Because if I want to change it, I have the same plug with different plugs. I changed it, the wire, and I've changed it. So I wanted to put the second one in. But in the dark, if I want to put it in, it will take me more time than I ever thought. So I unplug it and put the cord in. I want to put it into the socket. But if I don't have light, it can take me like 1 hour to locate the right socket. What am I talking about? When you don't have God in your life, it takes you long to achieve things in life. But when you have the word of God in your life, it becomes a light that lightens your world. I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about. There is no amount of rejection. Light is the sign of brightness, joy, favor, excitement. But darkness is a sign of reproach, pain, agony. There is something of your life you are crying about because there is darkness in. But if you can know what God is saying, it is the word of God that brings speed in the life of a man. You can be transformed. You have no idea. It is that word that is able to pick the last to make the person the first. I don't know who you are, but I came here to tell you to spend time with the word of God. I like it when Psalm 119 verse 11, it said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. My brothers and sisters, I want to urge you that God wants to transform your life. But you got to work on it and have your mind renewed. I like it when Job chapter 23 verse 12 say that, neither have I gone back from the commandment, from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. I don't walk because men said it is well with me. I don't walk because it is right with me. I walk because I esteem the word. If God is not in anything, I don't touch it. It doesn't matter how beautiful it may be. If God is not in something, I will not touch it. If God is not in something, don't touch it. If God is not in your marriage, don't touch it. If God is not in a relationship, don't touch it. If God is not in a business, don't touch it. Because a momentary joy has got the proclivity, tendency to cause you elastic pain. I remember when my documentation, I was struggling in this country to have my documentation. It got so tough that friends of mine told me to do what was wrong. I said, it is better for me to go back. Listen to this. What will you do? There is no problem if you fall in the hands of the devil. There is no problem when you fall in the hands of the devil. There is no problem. Do you know why? It depends on who is with you. If God is with you, when you fall in the hands of the devil, your life is secure. But what would you do if you fall in the hands of God when you are against, when God is against you? What would you do? Precious, I'm going to say this. It's going to be heavy, but I want you to listen. Most of you are carrying your life just for the momentary joy. You don't know. Let me just go move on. Number two. Not just knowing God, not just knowing the word of God. Number two, I'm finishing right now. Your readiness to obey God. Your readiness to do what? To obey God. In John chapter 2, verse 7 to 8. John chapter 2, verse 7, verse 1 to 7. Let me just paraphrase it. The Bible said that the mother of Jesus came to Jesus and said, Lord, our wine is finished. And Jesus said, what have I got to do with this? And the Bible said that Mary went to the servant and told him, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. Praise the Lord. If you want your life to be transformed, whatever he tells you to do, just what? Just do it. Praise the Lord. Whatever he tells you to do, just what? Precious one, how many of you are with, you cannot have your mind renewed. You cannot have your mind renewed and not be ready to obey. Our readiness to obey completely is the proof of our knowledge of him. Did you hear what I said? Our readiness to obey completely is the proof of our knowledge of him. I said, your obedience is your act of worship. Your obedience to God is demonstrating your faith. Praise the Lord. I don't know who I came here for, but how are you ready to obey? In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 13 to 14, it said, moreover, I will give you what you have not asked, for both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decree and command as David your father did, I will give you long life. You have limited God. Look. This God I'm talking about, he met a woman who had been called barren. This woman was called what? A barren. In Mandalay, there is a way of praising God. It says that he makes the barren give birth to twins. You don't understand what I'm talking about because your mind has not been configured to the word of God. If you are ready to obey him, you will know what he's capable of doing in your life. When you have a man whose life has been transformed, it's a man who is walking in obedience to the voice of God. I have said many times, that I know that a time is coming where somebody will just see me in town and say that I have been looking for you. This 100, the 700. Listen, you don't understand this. I wish you understand this. The first conversation I had with a man, listen, the kind of mindset I have is the kind of mindset that is looking at, the mindset I have is not looking at 50 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds. My mind has, I remember there was a time I was driving and somebody flashed me light. Immediately, I was not thinking that any problem is with my car. I am thinking, is that the angel of the Lord he has sent into my life to bless me? When I got down with strength. I said, what do you want? Hello? He said, your flashlight, your light, your hazard light is not working. I said, aish. You have no idea. When I'm walking, I'm looking out for where is God in my situation? Where is God? In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it said, keep this book of the law. I want you to keep it. Don't just keep it. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. And he said, then you will prosper and be successful. Prosperity and success is the transform part of God. He said, when you keep it, there is something you must understand about God, and that you must obey. He said, when you walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he shares on our way. Whilst we do his good will, he abides with us still. If all we can do is to trust and obey. He said, is there anything too hard for me? You don't understand this. You don't understand it. The problem is that your mindset is limited. I was talking to somebody right now, and I said, I phoned you because I'm so excited. I want to sow a seed in your life. And I said, okay, all right, I want to send you like 800 pounds. No, I initially wanted to give you 10. I wanted to give 1,000, but I decided to give you 800. You know what the person told me? He said, no, don't do that. Make it 1,000. Keep the 1,000. Because the person knows from what perspective they are talking. But for some of you, bring the 800. There is a place when you get to and you feel the presence of God. You ask whatever you want. You don't understand this. The last one. Number one, you study the word. Number two, you obey. Number three, developing a relationship and walking with the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, it said, but as it is written, eyes have not seen. You understand this. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But this have been revealed to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, deep things of God. You don't understand this. You don't understand this. This means that when you become born again, we live not by flesh, we live by the Spirit. I like it when John chapter 14 verse 26 says, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Precious one, I don't know who you are, but God is getting ready to download something in your life. That which has never been done on this head before. I don't know who you are, but I've come today to tell somebody it is time to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And one cannot develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit without being prayerful. That is why the Holy Spirit liked talking to God so much that when the Holy Spirit came in the book of Acts chapter 2, the Bible says he came with a language to speak to God. Precious one, under the sound of my voice, if you want your life to transform, if you want your life to change, if you want to encounter the will of God, God, then you must come to the place to understand that no man is able to encounter the transformation of God without first talking to God. Precious one, on this earth, I want you to understand that many are the things you want to do. I met a man many years ago. He said, rather than spending time outside, I will spend time talking to God. And when I come outside, speed will be my portion. I don't know who you are right now, but maybe you feel like giving up. You have studied the word of God. You have obeyed the word of God. And you have gotten to a point in your life where you feel like giving up. Don't worry. Sometimes it happens because Jesus in Gethsemane, he feel like giving up. But one thing that kept him moving is his ability to talk to God. The Bible said he spoke to God and God didn't take the pain away. God didn't take the trouble away, because sometimes before you get transformed, there are some things you need to go through. And one of the things the Holy Spirit does, he comes to empower you. The Bible said he prayed. Come on, tell your neighbor, he prayed. The Bible said he prayed so much that his sweat glands began to produce blood. The Bible said the angel of the Lord was released. And the Bible said he was strengthened. The same rejoicing day as we are rejoicing today, the Resurrection Sunday. It is a man who spoke to God. It's a man who talked to God. Precious one, under the sound of my voice, when you obey God and things are not going right, you must be able to talk to God. Don't talk to God only on the things that he has done, but talk to him on the things that he said he would do. I don't know who you are, but if you want to survive in this country, you must be able to know who you know. You have to be able to know who you are serving. The Bible said, for the people who do know their God, they shall wax strong and do exploits. I don't know who told you you will not make it. I don't know how far you have come in trusting God. But I want you to know that some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But those of us who have made up our mind to trust and rely on God, we have to get our mind renewed. We have to study the word so that when we talk like him. When we pray like him. I don't know who I came here for, but God caused you to be born again so that your life can be transformed. There is something in you that wants to come out, but it cannot come out until you know more about God, until you begin to walk with the Holy Ghost. I want you to stand on your feet and say to God, this year I want you to beautify my life. I want you to beautify my marriage. I want you to beautify my finances. I need you, God. Give me the enablement to have my mind renewed. I don't want to have my mind contaminated. Come on, begin to pray and say, God, I need you in this situation. I am not able to think like you want me to think. I am thinking like the situation. I want to walk beyond the situation. Come and lift up your voice and begin to pray and say, God, I need my life to be transformed. Give me the enablement, oh God. Give me the power, oh God, to invest in my mind, that I may spend time with you, that I may talk with you. Come and begin to pray like you believe God. Come and begin to pray. Nobody knows where you are going until you talk to God. Your children's life will be beautified when you talk to God. Your marriage will be beautified when you talk to God. Your finances will be changed when you talk to God. I don't know who you are, but I know God wants to transform you. God wants to do something in your life, but you need your mind to be renewed. You need your mind to be configured to think like God. Come on, begin to pray. 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 You have not been born again to be put to shame. Come on, begin to pray. Come on, begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I know somebody who is doing estate developer. Who is an estate developer? He's starting something. I know. I want you, any dream you have, that God have told you about, I want you to talk to him right now. Any dream you have, anything the Lord has told you, you want to pray. Say, Father, I need you to cause me to have my mind renewed, to think like the pattern of this thing you want me to do. There is somebody who is going to start estate development. There is somebody who is starting a construction business. There is somebody who God is blessing in this country beyond that which anybody have seen in this country. Come on, begin to pray. Whatever God have told you, you want to pray about it. I say, God, I need my mind to think like it. I don't want to be discouraged. I don't want to walk in fear. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Change my association to have my mind renewed. Come on, begin to pray. Come on, pray. I can't hear somebody who wants to change. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Bring me one song, powerful prayer song.
Thank you, Father. I want you to pray right now. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. Lift up. Say, my Father, as I pray now, change my life. Give me the ability.
Give me the habit
to have my mind renewed. Anywhere I am, that is not helping my thinking. According to your will for me, Father, move me. Position me now. In the name of Jesus. Your life is better than that. Wherever the Lord has prepared for you, your mind is being renewed to that level in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will delight in the business of renew your mind.
Amen.
That you will not let anybody to take you out of the will of God. You will let no man kick you out of that mindset you have. In the mighty name of Jesus, walk in the fullness of the transformation.
Amen.
Your life will become a testimony.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We'll call it done. Amen. Amen. Look at me. Look at me. Is that Minister Melissa's gift? Yeah, bring it. Come. She just celebrated her birthday. Put your hands together for